Hello and welcome to our program. Today we're continuing in our study in the book of Revelation. If you can have your Bible ready, it would help with this study. Have your Bible ready if you can. We'll be looking in Revelation chapter 4 today. It begins saying after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Today we begin in chapter 4 and right on through to the end of the book of Revelation, looking at those things that shall be hereafter. Before we continue, listen to this message and song that talks about the fact that soon we are going to stand face to face with the Lord.
Someday the silver cord will break, and I no more as now shall see, but all the joy when I within the palace of the King, and I shall see Him face to face, and tell the story saved by grace, and I shall see Him face to face. Will fall. I cannot tell how soon 'twill be, but this I know, my all in all has now a place in heaven for me, and I shall see
Revelation 4, verse number 1, John said, After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit. And behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their head crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, and thunderings, and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts had each of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, and is to come. And when those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne, and worshipped him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Let's pray. Father, this is an amazing portion of Scripture. We pray that as we look at it, you would enlighten our minds, help us to understand what we need to understand. However, understanding is just accumulating information. Help us to realize that these things were written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. So help us to be admonished. They are written so that we might learn what to do and what not to do in this age of apostasy in which we are living. Help us to see the truths of this portion of Scripture and the rest of this book. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First of all, it says here in verse number 1, after this. In fact, it says it twice. After this I looked, and then at the end of the verse we see the things that must be hereafter. Same words in the Greek. After this. After what? After what has happened in the first 3 chapters of the book of Revelation. After the local church age has ended, after this, a door was opened in heaven. We see here that he hears a voice. The word voice is found in the book of Revelation 42 times. It mentions a trumpet, which is mentioned in the book of Revelation 4 times. And the voice says, come up hither. And then we have the word immediately it happened. Now, all of this fits in with what the Bible teaches concerning the rapture of the Christian when we are taken out of this world. First of all, in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 through 18, it says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 and 52, we read, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. So first of all, it says a door was opened in heaven. And in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse number 17, says that the Christians, when the Lord comes, will be caught up together to be with the Lord. Second, it says in this verse number 1 of Revelation chapter 4, that there was a voice, and the Bible tells us plainly that there would be a shout and the voice of the archangel. You have the word trumpet here in this first verse, and it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God. Also in 1 Corinthians 15 and 52, it talks about the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. The voice says, come up hither, come up hither. That's what we're talking about. We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And then we have the word immediately here. The Bible says that in verse 2, immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold a throne, and we find him in heaven. It happens immediately. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 52, it is referred to as happening in the twinkling of an eye. In Revelation chapter 4, verse number 3, we have the word stone referring to Christ. And we find in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 6, he is referred to as the chief cornerstone. In verse number 7, he's referred to as the stone which the builders disallowed. And in verse number 8, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. That's what he is, the unsaved. That's what he is to the world. We also have a rainbow mentioned here. And in Genesis 9 and 13, God said, I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. Now, we'll get more about that as we get into the next chapter. We also have the jasper, the sardine, and the emerald mentioned here. These are named in the building of the New Jerusalem. We also have the word spirit here, and of course, it says in John chapter 16 and verse number 8, when the Holy Spirit has come, he will reprove the world of sin. And then it mentions the sea. Jude 1 and 13 speaks of raging waves of sea foaming out their own shame, referring to unsaved people. Also, we have the fire mentioned here. Fire is mentioned 26 times in the book of Revelation. And in Revelation 20, verse 15, it talks about the lake of fire. We have the beast mentioned, and they are mentioned 20 times in the book of Revelation. Now, in order to understand the scriptures, we must understand them within the context in which they are presented. It is also important to realize the interpretation of a portion of scripture before we make applications concerning the same portion of scripture. All scriptures have a single interpretation. They may have many applications, but we need to determine the interpretation of the scriptures if we're going to learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Now, in this chapter 4, the focus is on government. It has nothing to do with local churches. The word nation or nations is mentioned over 20 times in the book of Revelation. In Psalm 9 and verse 17, it talks about the judgment of all the nations that forget God. It is important to recognize that through this portion of scripture here, in this chapter alone, the word throne appears 17 times. The word throne is found in the book of Revelation in total 39 times. And so what we're looking at here has to do with what is going to happen during the tribulation period when the nations are going to face the judgment of God. Again, Psalm 9 and verse 17 refers to the judgment of all the nations that forget God. So we have the word throne, as we said, 17 times in chapter 4. A throne represents control. Control is not going to be in Ottawa from the Parliament Houses. It's not going to be in Washington, D.C. from the White House. The throne that it's talking about here is the Lord. He is going to be in charge in this world for 1,000 years when his kingdom is set up. And so when we look at this portion of Scripture, it says after this, after the local church age has been completed, a door was opened in heaven, and then he said, behold, a throne, in verse number 2, he that sat on the throne, in verse number 3, round about the throne, it talks about 24 seats, which is actually the same word, it's 24 thrones, and it says in verse 5, out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thundering and voices. And it mentions the throne four more times in the next couple of verses. And then down in verse 9 again, it refers to him that sat on the throne. Verse 10, him that sat on the throne. And it says that those elders cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, as we get into the next chapter, we read in verse number 2, and I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof? Well, we know that the one that is worthy is the Lord, and we're going to, in our next program, look at chapter 5. As these two chapters go together, the whole scene is in heaven. John has left this mangy world for a little while. He's up in heaven. It won't be long before he has to come back in his vision, but at this point, this scene takes place in heaven and tells us of those things that shall happen hereafter. The first thing that's going to happen is the rapture of the Christian, those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Bible says the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And if you are a Christian, you can comfort yourself with these words, and say with John, as he says at the end of the book of Revelation, even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But the question is this, are you ready for the rapture? Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? I'm not asking if you prayed a little prayer and joined a Baptist church. I am asking if you know what Jesus was talking about when he said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. There's a time in our life when we hear the truth concerning the Word of God. The Holy Spirit confirms the truth of the Word of God in our hearts. At that time, we will either repent or we will reject the Lord. The decision is ours, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Be sure that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Time is short. For those of us who know the Lord, this is not a time to be wandering off into the world. This is a time to be staying close to the Lord, for once again, the time is short.
Jesus, keep me near the cross, there a precious fountain, free to all the healing stream. Flows from Calvary's mountain. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around. rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring its scenes before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadow. Soul shall find rest beyond.